Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 8th of July, recording at 9:09 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights on a fascinating and probably pivotal day. In Asian stock markets, most were down quite substantially. We saw a very small gain in the mainland China indices. European stock markets were also knocked back quite sharply. Wall Street, in the pre-market activity, was way down and then rallied steadily following the opening and throughout the day to, well, it's chopped around a little bit. I should say it rallied up and then lost the gains and came back up and so on. A little bit of a volatile day, but closing right on the highs with the Dow up 152 points. That's 1.36%. The S&P up 21. That's 1.7%. And the NASDAQ Composite up at 2.25%, 51 points. That's good action. Any way you look at it. Now, what was the catalyst? Remember talking about the catalyst and talking about the seesaw in terms of the price of oil on one side and stock markets, global stock markets on the other. Well, global stock markets, I beg your pardon, I've just run through the stock markets. Crude oil price, as I speak, is down $5.39. That's brought it back down to $135.98. Now remember, the MDL level, the first of the three technical levels, that stands for midpoint danger line. If you haven't attended the chart seminar, it's the middle of the small range, just below that breakout level, which was at 140. And also a downward dynamic. We had an upside failure in the heating oil chart, and gasoline, which never broke upwards, also has seen a small downward dynamic. Now, these aren't game and set and match moves, but they are potentially quite significant, and these are the things that technicians look for. More on that in a moment. Continue with a review. To my surprise, long-dated government bonds did not weaken in the U.S. Here today. The long bond is up half a point. And although I suspect that will change as the week progresses. Now, in addition to crude oil being down, we had some big hits in the commodity sector. But with the exception of crude oil, they mostly clawed it back. Gold, for instance, is down $5.25 as I speak at 920.60, but it had been down to had been down to 913. That's pretty much the tone. We saw the metals were all weaker. Copper down 14.25 cents. But then the grains and beans, that was interesting because they were absolutely clobbered. Still closed down on the day, or at least soybeans and corn did. I think wheat might have been up a quarter of a point, but corn and soybeans closed near the higher side of their range, leaving a fairly big tail on the chart. So we had some panicky liquidation in commodities here. Okay. So, currencies, I need to mention that. The U.S. dollar is just under 73 on its index, the U.S. dollar index, and that puts, so the dollar's firmer in here today, that puts the euro down to 156.57, that's 71 ticks. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I've been saying for some time, I've been using that seesaw image, to repeat, with stock markets on one side of the playground seesaw and crude oil on the other. Now, crude oil has looked overextended for some time, but the chart was still consistent. Today is the first day in which we have seen evidence of upside failures. It's not conclusive, but a medium-term correction has to start somewhere, and this could well be a start. I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. Now, stock markets, on the other hand, I've been saying, have been falling further and faster than what we have seen, than crude oil has risen. So really, the perfect storm capitulation selling in stock markets has been grim, as you know, since mid-May. It's been driving just about everything down. And there are big short positions in stock markets, very high short interest. And I saw somebody saying rather inanely that, well, wait a minute, we're only talking about 4%. Well, of float. Well, most of the, or is it 4% of capitalization? I'm just not sure. But I know it's roughly 4%. But most of the, and we're talking about Wall Street on those figures. However, most shares are locked away in long-term investment funds such as pensions. And the shorting tends to be a, well, at 4%, that will be quite a high. It won't be spread evenly across the market. It'll be concentrated in areas, but it can be very high in individual shares and sectors. And it really can represent a much bigger percentage of the amount of equity that's actually traded on a regular basis. And you can tell where the biggest short positions are just by looking at what's fallen the most. So those will be banks. And not surprisingly, we had a strong performance here by the US banking sector, which has been hitting lows absolutely every single day. Now, these moves will require follow-through tomorrow. That's important. We'll need to see crude oil come down again. If crude oil rallies $5.50 tomorrow, then all bets are off. But I don't think it will. And if we get weakness, at further weakness, then we're going to get further strength in stock markets, and I think that would trigger a good move overall. Now, so that's my view. I backed it by making my first purchase for a while. Remember, I chopped most of my leveraged stock market longs in I think it was around, was it mid-May or late May? I can't remember. Probably late May. No, it was, I don't know. But I chopped most of them. I should have chopped them all. But the ones I retained were small. But I haven't bought anything, and I did buy the DAX in here after I'd posted comment of the day. I bought it with about 5 minutes to go in the, well, no, I bought it about 10 minutes ago. And so I mentioned that, and I'll write it up tomorrow, but it's not in comment of the day. And I'll look around. If we get follow through tomorrow, I may well buy the S&P, but almost anything. If we get a rally, it'll be a good rally generally. I suspect the only things I wouldn't buy would be the any stocks or indices, if there are any, which are right up on their highs. All right. Now, technical rally. So that's what we should be seeing, fed by short covering. A lot of investors have money on the sidelines, and they would, and a lot of momentum players would come into the market if they see upside follow through. So we've been poised, as you know, for a week or more for a good technical rally. Can I keep mentioning that, but saying I don't yet see the catalyst? And it probably needs to be oil to be a good catalyst. I don't think it's going to come from the Fed. And we have seen this at least partial oil move today. Could be very, very significant. Now, don't be disappointed if Asia yawns over this. First, Asia's been steadier in the last few days anyway, much of some of Asia at any rate. But also, a lot of the Asians look on Wall Street understandably with horror. Heck, a lot of Westerners look on Wall Street understandably with horror. So they aren't necessarily going to do a knee-jerk jump. They might, but they may not here tomorrow. I think what counts now is the Wall Street leash effect. That's the most important one. And if the Chinese leash effect kicked in, that would certainly help Asia as well. All right, what about government bonds? Say, I was disappointed to see that they've held steady. I'm hoping that's just a delayed reaction. I mean, I do think the U.S. long bond is a short, but I came in on my last positions that I opened. I came in much too late and got caught by that rally. But I do think they are a short in here, and I may increase my position. As far as the U.S. dollar is concerned, it's range bound. I don't think it's going to go up a whole long way, but I assume that at the G8 move, that the U.S. made some sort of appropriate warnings about keeping the dollar steady, and there was a public utterance or two on that point. Now, if oil comes off, will it drag all the commodities down? Well, it will certainly check upward progress, at least in the short term. It will drag down the ones that maybe don't have such good fundamentals. We did see a knee-jerk reaction in here today, and some of them had actually, like coffee, had actually anticipated it starting to break down or starting to weaken last Friday, although that wasn't very significant. But it was hit quite hard yesterday. So, yes, to a certain extent, but is it going to weigh all that heavily on gold? I'd be surprised. It could push gold down below 900, but I wouldn't bet on it, and I don't think, certainly don't think gold will take out the 850 level. Actually, if the big investor speculators who want commodity coverage as diversification away from government bonds or corporate bonds or equities, if they start to reduce their oil positions, and I've written a lot about this in here today, so I won't repeat it in the audio. I have maintained that gold would be a beneficiary of that. Now, not in the very short term, as oil starts to come off, and that would probably be a headwind. But eventually, say if I would expect that some of those, it could be anything from half a billion to $1 trillion that are currently in oil futures and tracker funds. So this is not hedging. This is not the normal activity. If they are somewhat deterred from doing that, and if they really thought it through, they might well be, because if they helped push the oil price up to $200, $300 levels, I maintain that oil will get to eventually, but it'll take a lot longer than people have been forecasting. A number of people have been forecasting $200 by the autumn or before the end of the year. I don't agree with that. But I say if the big endowment funds and so on, and those tracker funds actually thought about it, if their participation did drive the price up, and it would be ridiculous to think that it wouldn't drive it up, just like any other asset class. Think of it in terms of house prices. Think of it in terms of art at auction. If a lot of people want to buy, of course the price goes up. If they don't want to buy, it comes down. So oil's no different, and it's been one-way traffic going in on the long side. Now, if some of those people think it through, as they say, they will conclude that if they really scored on oil, it would be a big Pyrrhic, it would be a Pyrrhic victory because they would be contributing to the global shock that weighed heavily on all their other assets. But I digress on that. I'll probably short an oil contract. I'm not sure which one, but I'll certainly be considering it here in the short term. And I think that's pretty much it. A very, very exciting day. Let's see what happens tomorrow. I can't wait. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.